just film for fun. If you give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about. If you give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
The Adderall Diaries is a movie that didn't get much of a theatrical release. It's out now on demand. Sort of reminds, in nomenclature, of the Leonardo DiCaprio early career-turning star-making performance in Basketball Diaries, Jim Carroll's Basketball Diaries, which, of course, was a famous nonfiction account of Jim Carroll's life as a completely drugged-out teenager playing a lot of basketball. Here, the Adderall Diaries involves a different drug, also an aspiring writer, and this time James Franco, who seems to have maybe made this right after he did True Story with Jonah Hill, where he was playing basically another sort of interviewee of trying to be Norman Mailer or Truman Capote and interviewing someone accused of a crime. That one wasn't very good, and in that one he played the possible sort of killer himself, and so he switches roles and plays the interviewee of the killer, and the killer is played by Christian Bale in this one. So there's just a lot going on. It's in a portrait of narcissism, the movie itself. One possible criticism of James Franco is that he may be a little too into himself. This romp of narcissism and self-indulged depression actually is quite nuanced in its portrayal of the sources of it. It ends up being, as much as the Truth movie was about sort of fiction versus nonfiction, this actually, Adderall Diaries, becomes an interesting meditation on what truth is. And it really could be called something like memory and why do we think we know what it is. In the movie, the main character starts out by essentially making the same claim that James Frey in Million Tiny Pieces makes, that he had an abusive father who's dead, and he's written a book and become a successful professor, I think, at Columbia. And then his father shows up and outs him, played by Ed Harris, and says, I'm still alive, and you're a liar, and I never beat you, basically. But then he's kind of abusive in the way he does it, so it's not clear if it is an abusive relationship. Ultimately, Ed Harris has, like, a heart attack. It turns out that the James Franco's character actually tried to kill himself, and that's why he kind of slapped him around a little bit. And so the recreation of a story, the idea of the narrative that we use to suit our needs, which is a much more readily available concept than it was 5 years ago, particularly in a political season where people are constantly battling to shape the narrative and the power that storytelling has to take hold, getting in front of the narrative, creating a story that then people have to defend against, still sits out there like Richard Gere with the gerbil. And this movie certainly is interesting in that regard. It's uneven, but possibly better than you'd think. It's just not the movie that you would think. So if you're looking for a movie on memory and why that, and depressive sort of suicidal tendencies, this is your movie. And also maybe sort of destructive relationships, the 50 Shades of Grey light, which also is just kind of thrown into the movie, making it even more even, but kind of fitting to the overall mood of the thing, which is a somber, depressive sort of